Well, looking at the US over the past week, it was more of a mixed bag of data, but there are some unusual strong points in it. And so starting with those strong points, we had September retail sales came out, and it's a pretty firm reading. You know, it's up 0.4% month on month after a 0.1% increase the month before. Market was looking for 0.3% there. And core retail sales, which, you know, take out, you know, things like expenditure on gasoline and those sorts of bits and pieces, it was expected to be up 0.1%, up 0.5%, and they revised the previous month from 0.1% to 0.2%. So, you know, certainly firm running through there. We had some leading economic indicators coming out from, you know, various regions. So we had New York Empire State Survey and also the Philadelphia Fed Survey came out for the latest month. The New York State Survey was weaker than expected. It came in at -11.9 after being +11.5 the month before. The market was looking for +3.4. So yeah, that one was significantly weaker than expected. But then down the coast, you know, the Philadelphia Fed Survey went exactly the opposite direction. And so that was at +1.7 going back the month before. It was expected to improve to 4.2. It improved to +10.3. So, you know, it's pretty erratic when you're looking at it around the nation with those sorts of numbers. We had a fair bit of housing data as well. We had the October National Association of Home Builders Index. That lifted, as expected, to 43 from 41. Not a strong reading, but it is improving. And we also had the latest building permits and housing starts month of September. You know, these were expected to be down because we had a very strong rise going back the month before. So building permits fell by 2.9% after being up 4.6% the month before. And housing starts were down, but only 0.5%. And that was after a 7.8% gain going back the month before. So a little bit erratic. And watching the initial jobless claims, they're already starting to come down, you know, after that punch they got from the weather down in the southern part of the US. So they were down to 241,000 from 260,000 going back the week before. The other figure that sort of caught my attention too, you know, several of the Fed districts do what they call these trackers of where GDP is going to come in. And we won't get Q3 GDP for the US until the very end of September. Those trackers are getting stronger. And the Atlanta Fed, they did their GDP Now survey and using much of the current data to try and work out where Q3 GDP is coming in. And they've actually revised it higher to 3.4% annualized growth from 3.2%. You know, going back to Q2, we're at 3%, which we thought was strong at the time. But, you know, there's no sign that, you know, we're getting any real weakness running through the US economy overall. And, you know, I think that's starting to reflect through to people's expectations about, you know, what the Fed does after that 50 basis point rate cut they had first time around, that there's limited scope. They certainly can't go at that pace. And, you know, whether they take pauses from time to time, and at most it's only going to be 25 basis points when they get around to cutting further. And it's just influencing people's expectations and the market's expectations about the rate outlook in the US. And so, yeah, we have seen over this past month quite a backup in bond yields, where, you know, they got so excited that we're going to get a normal rate cutting cycle, pretty aggressive, where it took rate down a lot. So that's starting to moderate because of the way the economy is performing. This week in the US, we get really, it's only a fairly limited amount of data. There's not much. You know, it's going to be the week after when we get things like the non-farm payrolls, which would be important. But this week we get things like, you know, later in the week, September existing home sales. We get new home sales. Existing home sales, you know, the market thinks they probably increased by 1% after being down 2.5%. That comes through on Wednesday night. Thursday night we get September new home sales. They've been down the last month or two, mostly because of weather conditions and the difficulty around some of that. So they're expected to be down 0.8% after being down 0.4% the month before. We also get initial jobless claims. They're expected to hover in the 240s. In time, they'll probably come back down into the 220s again, but still reflecting, you know, the people who lost work through that period of the devastation through the hurricane, the back-to-back hurricanes we had through the southern states. We'll get Old Star October Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index and Services Sector Purchasing Managers Index. The manufacturing PMI in the US, 47.3 on this particular reading, going back last month. Nowhere near weak enough to herald recession. You know, this one has to be down consistently, 43s, 44s, to say that. But you know, it is fairly soft, but it is expected to improve a little bit to 47.5. On the other side of the ledger, you know, services sector PMI, and services account for 90% of the US economy, and they were a phenomenally strong 55.2 going back in September. It's still expected to be around the 55 mark for the month of October. You know, and whilst that particular index is holding up there, you know, not only have we not got any chance of recession, we've actually got sort of a chance that the US economy is actually performing pretty well. We also get some other small data reads towards the end of the week, so things like durable goods orders. They probably fell last month by 1.1% after being flat the month before, but core durable goods orders, not as bad as that, probably down 0.1% after being up 0.5% the month before. Moving to China, and we got a lot of data out of China over the course of the past week, and over the weekend, we've also had another cut in interest rates by the People's Bank of China. Over the weekend, they cut their key lending rate by 20 basis points to 3.65% from 3.85%. That's still way, way too high, and it's not going to help a lot in terms of boosting activity in China's economy. Something else that the PBOC announced going back nearly a month ago now was the issue of special bonds, which they will be taking on board to try and fund spending by the government. We haven't got a lot of detail around that stimulus package yet. It's still coming. That may help the Chinese economy to some degree. But some of the figures last week, we got their latest CPI. The latest CPI was worse than expected, or lower than expected. It was zero month on month. So the annual rate of inflation is 0.4 year on year, down from 0.6. Now, compare that with an interest rate of 3.65%. Yeah, that's a very, very the world's highest real interest rate still in the Chinese economy, which is underperforming. Producer prices, they fell even more. So basically they were down 1.8% year on year going back to August. That worsened to minus 2.8% year on year for the most recent month. So it's still a sign that they've got a lot of excess capacity. The influence of trade, China's hoping that trade will help them out, but the rest of the world's sort of ganging up on some of their best parts of trade, and things like automobiles, where huge tariffs have been imposed, in the likes of Canada, and the European Union's looking at the same thing. America's certainly looking at it. And so exports, they decelerated their annual growth to 2.4% from 8.7% the month before. So quite a significant deceleration there. Imports barely moving. They were up only 0.3% year on year. They were up 0.5% year on year the month before. So that's an indication there's not a lot of demand running through China's economy. And then we got a lot of regular data. We got the third quarter GDP came out. And it was, as expected, there's no surprise around that. You know, these are largely manufactured, some of these statistics. GDP rose 0.9% quarter on quarter, 4.6% year on year. That was down marginally from 4.7%. But really, the economy is probably running softer than that. And we had September fixed asset investment spending, September industrial production, September retail sales, and also the unemployment rate. And surprise, surprise, all of these just a little bit better than the market was expecting. This is the authorities putting a gloss on their latest move. Fixed asset investment spending up 3.4% year on year, the same as the month before, but the market had thought that might lower to 3.3%. September industrial production up to 5.4% from 4.5%, and September retail sales an improvement to 3.2% from 2.1%, to really sustain growth at 4%, let alone 5% that the Chinese authorities are aiming for. Retail sales has to get up mighty close to double digits on a year-on-year basis, so we're still a long way from that in terms of getting confidence back to middle-class Chinese who are capable of spending. And some of the other figures, surprise, surprise, the unemployment rate came down by 0.2. So it came down to 5.1% from 5.3%. They've been busily putting it up ahead of their announcement of a stimulus package. The minute they announce a stimulus package, it's come down. These figures are a little bit problematic. And the one that's very, very hard to mask, September house prices still falling at a very fast rate, got worse. And it went from minus 5.3% year-on-year to minus 5.8% year-on-year. So broadly speaking, still watching the Chinese economy. Yes, there is some stimulus that's in the pipeline and coming through. It should make things a little bit better than was previously the case. When you're looking at things internationally, if you put together China's stimulus program together with interest rates coming down, although perhaps more erratically in key economies like the US, it's not surprising that people are pretty optimistic about, or beginning to become more optimistic about growth prospects. But the corollary of that is it means that interest rates have come down too far because they were anticipating recession, a recession which is quickly fading away. They have to react and start to mark up a little bit. And talking of that, here in Australia, we had labour force data came out last week. And it's not only strong, it's incredibly strong. We had employment where the market expected that employment would be up 26,200. It was up 64,100, and full-time employment was up 51,600. There's a lot of record highs running through the labour market now. For example, the quarterly increase in employment that we had 3 months to September, biggest on record, up 155,600. The annual growth in employment is now up to 3.1% year on year. The civilian population is only up 2.5%. And that's strong, but employment's running way ahead of growth in population at the moment. But the participation rate, a lot of people trying to get into the labour market. So that rose to a new record high of 67.2% from 67.1%. Incidentally, that's had the biggest rise on record over the past year. It's lifted 0.7 percentage points over the past year. And the unemployment rate, rather than going up, has literally been flatlining around the 4.1% mark now. It's actually been revised down a little bit from where it was last month. All the way through this year, we've had no rise in the unemployment rate. It did rise in the second half of last year. It's now flatlined, is under threat of actually coming down. These numbers are well stronger than the Reserve Bank